In our opinion, comedy is every bit as difficult as singing. It takes a very special talent to really bring it off. Archie Campbell of Hee Haw, who was here on the Hayride not long ago, has that talent. So does Justin Wilson, who will be here next week. And so does this great guy, who is our special guest tonight. He has an original style and a unique subject of comedy, and it's the humor of East Texas. As he says, all my stories are true, only the names have been changed to protect the guilty. Here is practicing attorney, former district attorney, after-dinner speaker, and all-round funny guy, Bob Murphy.
Oh, good to see you all at the Hayride again. I noticed when they announced I was coming out, all the band left. But I want to tell you, them boys play good music. Let's give the band a hand. Don't you want to let them? They do. They remind me a little bit of an old man and old woman lived about 3 miles south of me over there in Nacogdoches County. They went down the road here about a week ago one Saturday night to have dinner out with some neighbors. Well, they eat supper, and the sun set, and they talked a little while, and it was time to go home. And the old man went out and said goodbye, and the old lady started saying goodbye, but you know it takes women longer to say goodbye than it does men. The old man got through saying goodbye and went and got in the pickup. The old lady was still saying goodbye on the porch. The old man tapped the horn a couple of times. This didn't make no hit with the old woman. She finished saying her goodbyes and went and got in the pickup, and they started home. The sun had set. It was black dark. The old man had run the pickup into the gate post several times. One headlight was plumb out. The oven had been knocked in kind of an angle. It was angling up. It'd have made a good coon hunting car. The old man was trying to keep the pickup between the bar ditches, and to make all of his troubles worse, the old lady was mad at him. Now, you husbands in the audience, if you will admit it, you have been in this situation yourself, right? You have gone to some social event or some party, and by word spoken or acts done while there, your wife don't hand out no bouquets on the way home, right? Well, the old man was trying to drive the pickup, and the old lady wasn't saying a word to him. She's just looking out the window. And finally, the old man told her, he said, Well, Maggie May, he says, whatever it was that I'd done down there tonight, he said, I'm sorry and I won't do it no more. Well, that kind of warmed her up. He says, what are you mad about? And she says, well, it wasn't much except. Now, you've heard this terminology too, right? She says, it wasn't much except. She says, at supper tonight down there, says you just wouldn't shut up about her pie. Said you'd take a bite of pie and you'd say, ain't this good pie? Said you'd take another bite of pie and say, best pie I ever lapped a lip over. Said you'd take another bite of pie and say, best pie ever I eat. Said you just wouldn't shut up about her pie. And she says, you know, I make pie at our house. And says, you don't ever, ever say anything nice about my pie. Well, the old man had a dip of snuff, and he had to roll the window down. And he spit. And he turned to the old lady sitting there on the pickup seat. And he said, now, Ma, he said, let me tell you something. He said, them pies needed bragging on. You know, I go around over the country and I tell a lot of old country jokes and I get kidded a lot. But you know, I think if there's any common sense and horse sense left in the world today, it's still among the country folks. Now, we got a lot of characters. Let's face it. You get off the pavement over here in Louisiana or East Texas, or you get off the pavement in any of these states, you're going to run into some characters. We got some in Nacogdoches County. An old man and woman live just north of me there, about 4 miles. Never have had a television set. Can you imagine that in this day and age? Never had a television. The old woman been wanting one for 15 years. She wanted to watch as the world turns. Old man wouldn't hear of it. Never bought a television set. Just before Christmas, the old man capitulated. He give in, as husbands mostly do. They went down to the hardware store there at Nacogdoches. He went in and bought a repossessed, black and white, experimental model. He give $35 for it. He took it out and put it in the bed of the pickup, started to crank the engine there, and the hardware man come running out of the store with a great long package. He said, "Wait a minute, Jim." And Jim said, "What's the matter? Didn't I pay you?" He said, "Yeah, you paid me, but said I like to forgot to give you this." Old man said, "What's that?" He said, "This is the antenna." He said, "When you get home," said, "you got to get up on the roof." Said, "You got to put this antenna up at the highest point on the roof." He said, "Run these two wires down the wall, in the window." Said, "Some folks have to bore a hole in the wall to get them in." Said, "You got to run these wires in there and hook them up to them two bolts there on the back of the set." He said, "I'll think you get a pretty good picture." Said, "Get it on the highest point on the roof now." Old man turned to the wife there and he said, "You see there, Ellie Mae?" He said, "It's just like I've been a-telling you." He said, "One thing leads to another." He said, "Now we got to get a roof."